How many of you are new EOP to Leaf, Sun, and Moon? Raise your hands. Yeah. Thank you for all. Beautiful. I welcome you back. You should know how well they did at their retreat. They did very well. They learned very well. They went out in the field and got their cards very well. They almost didn't stay, but they did very well. They did sending and receiving, nearly the whole room got it. The whole room. Are those entities that are always enchanted by beginners, you know? Because how do you come from advanced twilight all the way back to the beginning again and teach it? Well, if you're me, you can do that. They say, "Oh, Ram, you have such patience. I don't know how you can keep teaching beginning people." It's not about patience. Patience is an accrued virtue when you live in the body. That's something you have to learn to develop. But it is not indigenous in consciousness. It's not about patience. It is about love. It is about fulfilling a promise. It is about taking you home. And if I'm going to take you home, I take you home. And I do it very well. And if there is only one of you sitting here, or a whole room of you sitting here, you're going to learn the same thing. And you're going to learn it meticulously. That is love. That is my beingness. That is my mission, as it has been termed. So, not until you become a virtual conscious being do you learn this. As long as you're a physical being, you always are fighting time and impatience. And associative memory and how you're supposed to react. And you fight all of those things. And when you do, you only collapse them in on yourself. So you don't have patience to teach the virtues where you can't until you become them. So, yes, I love my beginners. There are many more yet to come to the school. And if they are going to be righteous and they are going to pass the test, they've got to have enough knowledge to have enough faith in themselves that they can pass the test, because no one gives them faith. No one teaches them and gives them honor enough to tell them that they can do the impossible. So yes, they're going to learn very well, and they're going to join you next year. And yes, they're going to learn that all this year, what took you years to learn, they're going to do it in 1 year. But this is not to say that you who set the path and squandered all these years, not at all. You see, they're going to learn a lot, but it does not mean that they have the experience of the lot. So the rest of their time in school, they're going to be running to catch up with experience. They will know it intellectually and philosophically, but being an experienced being, that has to be cultivated, and I know how to cultivate it. So all of you who have come to support the beginners, you should know that they are splendid of mind. They're almost fearless. Not quite, but almost. They love Shiva, like you do. And they can do the dance just as passionately as you do. And so they have learned a great deal. This group was taught very well. And they're going to hang the moon next year, as you will see. Now, I welcome all of you back. I am so happy to see you. A lot of my family from the old days are coming back. My household, of my minions are returning. There is a great march headed this way. It is about to explode out there. And many people are going to find out about what you are doing. And many people are going to come. And many of them have never been here. But long, long ago, marched with me in the western flank. And these are beings that now are finally fed up with the things that they thought were so important. And they are going to come back. And this brings me great joy because I am a conqueror and I work until I conquer.